Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
It's so important to me that we understand that life is to be celebrated, even in the hardest of moments. If we take some time, and Psalm 16 is kind of at the heart of the Word of God. It's this ancient book that talks about kind of the highs and lows.
Yeah.
But the psalmist writes about the fact that, and I love the voice translation in this, and it just says, "You direct me on the path that leads to a beautiful life." And then it goes on to say that, you know, from this, that we know joy and contentment. And so I just was thinking about the people that I sit and listen to, and the sorrow and the hardness, as well as the joy and the things that people are so glad that they've come into. And at the end of the day, we still have a life that's to be celebrated.
Yeah.
And that we still are rich. And I think for me, when I think about that, one of the greatest things that I have come to appreciate more than ever is that I'm never alone, that
right.
God is always with me and has promised never to leave me. And I can tell you this for sure. I've known that to be true.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna give you the hard question. You know you love that.
I do. I never know when it's coming.
Yeah,
but
it's coming right now.
I feel
now.
Like right now, incoming hard question.
For you, as you've walked with God in your life, what is something that really means a lot to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do agree. I think it's always comforting and good to know that God is gonna be there during those difficult and tough times. I also think that it's just been exciting to kind of be on the adventure of following God. It's always an adventure when you step out and, you know, say, I'll go where you want me to go and do what you want me to do. And that's, you know, kind of, I guess, how I ended up sitting in this chair right now, how we, you know, we end up here from that. And so I love that and love the fun that comes with that. And you never know where things are going to go, but following him. And then I really love too the idea of, you know, being salt and light and
yes.
bringing a difference and an impact to the world, and the opportunity that God gives us to sometimes be in situations where maybe, you know, things aren't that great for people or everybody's down, and you can come in and sort of bring back that God joy into the equation.
I love that too. I think, you know, with salt, we're the flavor.
Yeah.
That this world would not have flavor if it wasn't for those that say, yes, I am salt, and really see ourselves that we bring flavor wherever we go.
We bring a celebration.
Yeah, we do. And then, you know, light, that we are willing to shine that light in places with people that are just in the darkness.
And, right.
You know, one of the things that along with it that I think is so amazing is that we can give, not only do we receive God's grace, but we can make space for people to experience grace.
Right.
You know, when they've done some really hard things, maybe things that, you know, that have changed their life forever, that we have that opportunity as we have received grace to make that space. So that's always been something, you know, really important. But at the end of the day, Joshua, I think that one of the best things that we can do is to celebrate the life that we have, and not maybe the circumstances, but the fact that we can live this life.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.